public service announcement. Yay! It's the last day in the month of January 2023. I told you January is the fastest January. This January is the fastest January in the history of Januaries all over the world. Let me not say all over the world. I don't know. Maybe the January in New York is slower than or faster than. But I'm so excited that this month finally comes to an end today. And tomorrow, we're looking forward to the very first day in the month of February. And I hear some people are excited because Valentine is coming. Whoa, whoa, whoa. My name is Denise Anisualu. This is the Sunny Side, your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria and for FM. And what am I talking about this hour? Student claims she graduated with help of God and private parts. Claire's throat. And I am asking, there was a response from the school, by the way. Should the school authorities expend time and resources investigating such matters? I mean, she put out a TikTok video. I see over 43 messages from the pre-cell of this conversation, and I had to rush out to ask the digital assistant. Is it me that we read all of these messages? I will only try my best. I cannot come and go and keep me safe. And should any punishment be meted on her or any other student for such behavior? We're live on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is a Twitter handle, and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Also on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, we have a live appearance coming up. Then we have history coming up, and that will leave us with little or no time to have any conversation. But at the 2 o'clock, 2 to 3 o'clock hour, we will be back to talk about tenants who are reluctant to pay rent when due. Why are tenants? Why are they pay rent? Your landlords and your landladies are complaining. What's the problem? What in then do you? And that will be the end of the Sunny Side today as we look forward to February. Now, the authorities of the Federal Polytechnic Nnekede in Imo State have reacted to a viral video of a female student who claimed she graduated from school with the assistance of her private parts. Now, in the video uploaded on TikTok, the yet-to-be-identified student made the shocking revelation after the completion of her project's defense. Now, according to the lady, in an exhilarating mood displayed in the video, her graduation from the institution was made possible with the help of God as well as her private parts. And this were her exact words. Omo, today is the final day. Nnekede, bye-bye. This stress ends today. Finally, I'm now a graduate of Federal Polytechnic Nnekede. It can only be God and my private part, she said. However, the institution, in a statement signed by its registrar, Yukeri Anuna, on Monday, totally condemned the act, describing it as despicable. The institution said the despicable act does not represent the standard of our institution. This is to inform the general public that the management of Federal Polytechnic Nnekede Owerri has begun full investigations into the identity of the student who gloated on TikTok about how she graduated with the help of God and her private organ. That was what the statement read. It is most blasphemous, anti-ethical, that the said student peddled the name of God in her deleterious act. Management considers the action of the student as most unacceptable and preposterous. The Federal Polytechnic Nnekede prides itself as an institution with high academic and moral standards. Both staff and students are quite aware of the consequences of any misconduct. In an unprecedented move, the management, through the various disciplinary committees, had released hotlines through which the students can report any act of exploitation or corruption. These committees are diligent in ensuring that any staff or student found culpable is meted with appropriate punishment. The despicable post of this supposed student does not, therefore, represent the standard of our institution. The rector of the institution, being a clergyman, has been very committed and consistent in instilling discipline. training in our students through seminars, solemn assemblies, sensitization outreaches, and publications. Finally, when our investigations are over, we shall make our findings and pronouncements public. It is in our purview to ensure that only students found worthy in learning and character are certified. This is a commitment to which we shall remain consistently resolute. Full stop. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to share your views with me. Should the authorities actually pay attention to what this lady has said, expend time and resources investigating such matters? And this is why I'm saying, I'm a graduate today with the help of God, and my private parts or my private organ could mean so many things. It could mean that in a bid to pay her school fees, pay herself through school, or see herself through school, she may have had to sell her body for money to buy textbooks, handouts, transport, house rent, school fees. Hence, maybe today I'm a graduate with the help of God and my private parts. That is what that could mean. In another context, it could mean that maybe she did engage in some sex for great, practice, okay? Where in exchange for a good grade, she may have had to exchange her body, do some funny things with her lecturer, and she's been passing. What other meaning can I deduce from this? Maybe also she could have just one partner who, in exchange for him sponsoring her education, she has been with this partner, and while at it, or while in the relationship with this partner, they have been having some copulation, as it were. So these are the meanings. Now, I have a problem personally with putting God and private part together in a sentence. Maybe it would have sounded better if she said, I am a graduate today with the help of God, and ended there. Or, I am a graduate today with the help of my private part, and ended there. I think the problem comes when she put the two together in one sentence. And like I said, it could be any of these instances. It could also mean that she may have sacrificed her private part to one deity or the other, you know, just so that she can successfully go through school. Any of this could be what had transpired. Now, whether or not we want to find out the details, whether the school authority should even spend so much time. And this is why everybody does something on social media to catch crews or to trend or to chase clout. I never knew this lady. I don't even know her name, but her face now rings a bell solely because of what she said and uploaded on TikTok. So if it's just for crews, is it worth the trouble? If it is the reality of things, is it worth the trouble? That's basically it. Should the school authorities expend time and resources investigating such matters? And the second question is, if they eventually come up with a conclusion on the said matter, should any punishment be meted on her or any other student for such behavior? I remember something similar happened one time, and people were saying the student should be made to rewrite all the exams she had taken from year one to final year to prove that she's indeed intelligent. And not just, you know, a graduate based on some of the shady things she did while in school. Let's hear from you, though. 070 0923 0923 070 0923 0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809 030 6416. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Do well to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Also ensure that you try as much as possible to be audible so we can hear you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go on.
Yeah, Didi, what do you expect the school to respond to what the girl has said?
What do I expect from them? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You were asking me what I expect from the school?
I said, what do you expect the school to respond to what the girl has said? This is the normal response every school will come out to say when something like this, or when it comes out to say something that has to do with the integrity of the school.
I see.
School will always come out to say something like this, right?
Mm.
And that this girl have come out to say this, of course, is strange.
Mm.
And that does not mean that we don't know during our school days. We know. We know. I'm saying it again, that we know. That the people that we know did not come out to say doesn't mean that it is not happening.
Mm.
So, for me, I will say it's a discussion on radio. Oh, radio. What I'm saying radio is that Didi has just given the girl several excuses or statements to express or to give meaning to what she has said. But as I said, we know those who have used one or two things of their body, money, whatever, to get to where they are.
Mm.
And of course, adding God to it. So, for me, the school management should not even bother. They should do the investigation and just sweep it under the carpet. We should not even know what to come to that.
What the outcome would be.
Thank
I
you.
See. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Turn down the volume of your radio set, please. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Okay, turn down.
Mr. Kevin. Welcome. Go ahead,
please. Okay. I don't see anything wrong with the girl's testimony. If her testimony is actually true.
It's actually a testimony, right?
Well, if it's true, there's nothing wrong with it because she just said what she experienced. If she's calling God and whatever she thinks made her to get the credit from her, that's her testimony. It's better than many
persons. Sorry, I have to let you go. I'm looking at some messages here on Facebook from those watching live. I would go to the ones from the pre-sale. Now, Edde, CJ Bright says it is so because Nigeria's educational system has failed. Jay Daniel says, she's bold enough to even confess to what helped her graduate. Probably she has mastered prostitution and sees it as a lucrative field. Chibuzo Obunna says, these lecturers even go after married women. If you are engaged, it's not an excuse for them. Well, you're right, but it is better she said it so that the lecturers will be exposed. I don't think she was saying it because she wanted the lecturers to be exposed, to be completely honest. If she wanted the lecturers to be exposed, she would have mentioned that one lecturer is trying to harass her. If it was a case of, you know, having to exchange sex for grades with a lecturer, and that's what she's given credit to, it only means that it was solely consensual. And to a large extent, she's glad it turned out the way it turned out. Well, people like this will now create the atmosphere where things like this will thrive in our educational institutions. True. However, it could mean anything else. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Oh, so sad we lost that call. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
Mr. Zion, you are welcome.
Thank you. I don't want any lecturer to start suspecting that he is a victim or guilty or should not be afraid that the lady should not mention his name. And for the school, don't bother to investigate this issue. But rather, put in parameters to stop this nonsense. How do we do it? For every student or intended to be admitted, they must have a guarantor's form. A guarantor's form. Upon approving that you have been admitted, you must see who is guaranteeing this student in your school. And I think this is one area many schools are adhering to. Guarantor's form. Who is guaranteeing you as a student? Most people are in school, they fend for themselves. And how will they do it just like this girl has succeeded? It's not really, she did not mention sex or grades, which means it might also be what they call hookup today. And most of our sisters are into that business. Not only in school, but even also at home. They do to feed their family, to feed themselves, to buy iPhones and the rest of it. How do they get it? Through the private organ. The truth is this. These are the issues we have presently that lives with us. And when we try to talk to stop, they say, not leave them, we are entitled to their own opinion. It is their body. They are mature. They are adults. In the days of our father, then we don't have this kind of comment. And we are living like human beings. But today, look at what a girl less than 30 years is saying. Imagine the number of people she may or she would have slept with for this period. I stand to be corrected.
Okay.
Her school fees is more than 50,000 naira.
Okay.
And I don't think the average Nigerian guy can do that cash and give for a girl that you have not known, he doesn't see, just the first time take and go for free.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Zion. Thank you. I want to go to the plethora of messages I have from the pre-sale. Where was I? Okay, I think I can only do a number, not everything. It's now 56 comments, by the way. Also, Francis Namani says, we're all Nigerians and we know the realities on ground. Truth shouldn't be compromised. It's appropriate. If appropriate investigation is carried out, one will agree with me that she's not far from the truth. May God help us. And someone says, even the panel will not be exempted. Emeka Obani says, this is factual, 100%. Some female students graduate with the help of God and their private parts. Temple Nyekachi says, okay, now I'm not going to be engaging any batter whatsoever. Agrippa Godstone says, that's a simple truth. She's sincerely telling everyone the truth. Funny how we suddenly hate the truth. Strangela Onyekwa says, they are blowing this small issue out of proportion. What if she goes out in the nightclub to sell herself to other rich men in the nightclubs and bars, like a lot of other students do? Who does that one concern? Iyala Green says, she's just told everybody the hard truth. I think the best thing to do now is to investigate and look at how to put an end to the abnormals going on in our institutions instead of condemning her. Someone else is saying, anyway, if you fall victim, come out and say it, and they will expose and sanction you. Foster Carey says, of course, it's true now. We all know waiting to happen for this country. Jubilant Josiah says, at least she graduated to get a living for herself. Diary John Billion says, if she has said it's only God's grace, you guys will still condemn her and call her a hookup girl. Now she has openly said the truth. You want to crucify her. So she says it was a mistake or that she wanted to say Popsy. Okafa Binga says, good morning, this is Denise. We all passed through the circle. If properly investigated, you will know that she's not far from the truth. She shouldn't be queried. She may be a sex worker, and true that she was able to save money and take care of herself in school. Some do it and contract diseases, but God sees them too. Oh, my God. How does that... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, come on. Moses says maybe she is a hookup girl. She did it to sponsor herself in school. Okay, I'm going to WhatsApp now. Let me go to WhatsApp. Well, for me, I think she only stated the unfortunate realities going on in our campuses today, as well as the educational system. Certainly, she's not alone on this table. Really unfortunate, if you ask me. Paulinus in H. Let's go back to the phone lines. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. I'm so sorry we lost our call. Now, the questions I am asking are very simple and straightforward. The school, that's Federal Polytechnic Nekadi, have come out to give a statement. They're totally... they're not happy with the outcome. I mean, they're not happy with her utterances. They say it's blasphemous. They say that it goes against their morals. It's unethical and all of that. And they say they are going to investigate. And I am asking, for a lady who put out a video, put it on TikTok, what was going through her mind, first of all? Like I said, this is the era of catching crews. Everybody wants to trend for some reason. And I didn't know this lady. Seated here, I do not know her name. I can't be bothered. I would never have been bothered if such a lady existed up until this video started trending. And you know how they say some bad news sells, right? Nonsense they sell, you know, nonsense don't they make sense. So yeah, what if she was just catching crews? Would you want to expend time and resources investigating such matters? If, of course, it's crews, then of course it's a trivial matter. Well, does it tell so much on the morals of the school, and for some reason the school feels the need to act appropriate and fish out some other individuals like this so they don't corrupt the overall fabric of the institution? That's another thing you may want to consider. But in the end, should they be bothered? Should they expend time and resources investigating such matters? And should any punishment, let's say they investigate, and yes, they discover that, okay, so it was through selling yourself, you were able to sponsor yourself through school, Abi. I mean, what if she was not left with any other option? This is not in any way to justify prostitution, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, if she was a very bright student, maybe it's still the institution that would come out and be very proud of her and want to identify with her. At that point, do they care how she was able to see herself through school? If it was a case of sex for grades, that's another thing. If it was a case of being in a relationship with someone, and some way, somehow, by virtue of being in that relationship, you had to, you know, engage in some sexual activity for this person to be able to continue to sponsor your education, should there be a punishment for that? If it was a case of you going to one juju house and saying, I hereby sacrifice my private parts because I want to successfully go through school, should it be something that she or any other person cutting such behavior should be punished for? That's the conversation. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Go ahead.
I'm Comrade EUNS from Oshamu in Anega.
Comrade EUNS, go ahead.
Thank you. You see, I don't know what the school is going to investigate. Is there anything new? Are we just hearing something from the moon? This happens in our institution. Are they coming up to say that no, it doesn't happen in there? It means we survive the way we do to get money to sponsor ourselves. There are a lot of things going on. I pray God they should just allow this matter go.
okay.
whether it is true or not, because actually these are happening in our institutions.
All right, thank you so much, Comrade Eunice. Someone says, what kind of profession? Okay. God, girls really have it easy. I'm yet to see a boy say that he achieved anything thanks to God and his private part. The management of Negati should calm down. The student has said the truth, and this is Nigeria. Good day, presenter. The girl has granted an interview and said she wanted to pronounce Popsy, and she can swear with anything. If you also listen carefully, the lady has a bad vocabulary, or sejabome. Well, I know she does have an accent. Bad vocabulary. I watched that video again together with my colleagues, and I said, even if someone has a vocabulary problem or an accent problem, this lady was not a mistake, from my deduction, by the way. And this is why. When she was talking, she was very bold. When it got to that point where she had to mention a private organ, she was hesitant. It was intentional. If I want to say, oh, thank God I'm a graduate today because of God and because of my popsy or because of my father, there is an attitude that comes with such expression. Her expression was quite intentional. Yes, because when she got to that part, she knew what she was about to say. That's my deduction. And my colleagues agree with me. So her granting an interview now to say, she wanted to say what she wanted to say. Trust me, I do not believe that. I don't think that was a mistake. Trust me. Tamnosaki Jumbo says many people and institutions in Nigeria know fully well that these irregularities and immoral acts occur massively in our schools. No matter how the school management pretend, they know fully well that it's really happening in the school. I truly salute her courage for standing up to say the truth. Thank you. Didi, the school is just trying to act, make Ibise them talk to protect the image of the school. I was privileged to school outside Nigeria, and we didn't see money or sex for grade. All your work must be yours, and if you plagiarize, they will find out. We had what we called turnintin.com. You submit your essay and your journals there. It's checked for plagiarism. If your work is yours and if you did, they allow the professor and not you. Nigeria education is making it easy for such to trend. Kachi, send that in. Negati is just reading grammar on the paper to project good image for their school, but then the bitter truth is most sex workers consist of both students of various institutions and non-student individuals in the country. It may not have been with lecturers in the school alone. She did whatsoever she did to graduate. They are bright students who couldn't afford themselves the finance to sponsor their education, therefore engage in other activities to bring themselves up. However, this comment is not to support immoral and illicit art. Steve, I have concluded that there is juju on TikTok that makes people to record themselves saying or doing things they shouldn't be doing, then upload it with their own hands. It's not ordinary eye. The way she sounds, what some claim is her inability to pronounce some words, is actually due to her accent, not ignorance or bad vocabulary. Good morning, presenter. It's afternoon. That declaration by the students is a true picture of that school. The Holy Spirit only used this student as an instrument. Oh my God, you're bringing Holy Spirit into this? To reveal the academic and moral standard of that institution. Let the rector look inward in our investigation to redeem the image of the school. Elder Joel Adolphus from Degema. The video is so frivolous. Reverend Dr. Arimawa, I know, would do anything humanly possible to fish out and discipline her accordingly. May you send that in. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead. Oh, dear. And we lost our call, sadly. Okay, let me go back to some of your messages. Paulina Sagum says, well, for me, I think she only stated the unfortunate realities going on in our campuses today, as well as the educational system. Certainly, she's not alone on this table. Really unfortunate, if you ask me. Nigerian, for a good afternoon. Welcome. Okay. Ihan Ichukwu Alaribay says it's quite unfortunate that some graduates can't even boast of their abilities and hard work in passing in their exams while in school. She's sincerely telling everyone the simple truth. That's the truth. Funny how we suddenly hate the truth. Amadi Dimpa says her lawyer has denied that talk. Or he said his client meant to say Popsy, which is her father. Okay. Saren says, for me, the school should withdraw the certificate. They haven't issued it now. She does graduate that. If they have issued it to her, but if they have not issued her the certificate, the school should withhold it because she didn't merit it. What do you mean by merit it? Yes. And let me be completely honest with you as we round off. Seated here today, if you ask me to come and write some of the exams I had written back in school to defend my certificate, I doubt I would be able to write those exams. And this is not because I wasn't a bright student. This is because how many years have passed? My head full. I can make an attempt, but then again, yeah, there's that kind of preparation that goes into. Do you know what it means to write exams from year one, year two, year three, final year? If I want to try to prove to my school that I actually did merit the degree I graduated with. Even a student that just finished writing an exam now, if you call that student sometimes to go and rewrite the exams, it may be a difficult thing to do. So when you say maybe she should rewrite the exams, I don't know about that, but it's been how many years after graduation, how many hours after the exams, how many weeks or months? It may not be so much of an easy fit, I dare say. Someone says Nigerian university students are bold. How do you know you graduate when you've just written an exam but not seen the result? My brother, the same thing I was thinking. Unfortunately, this is where the conversation comes to an end. We're expecting some guests in the studio. Afterwards, his story. And then we'll be back at the 2 o'clock to the 3 o'clock hour for the final conversation. I'm Janice Ennis-Waller. Thank you so much for being a part of the conversation. It's still the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 90.3 on Jerry Info.